You're listening to Eureka. I'm Monocle 24. This week, we're in Paris to visit the world's largest startup campus, Station F, which opened just weeks ago to much fanfare, with an appearance by France's new president, Emmanuel Macron, and the project's billionaire founder, Xavier Niel. Station F's located in an enormous abandoned railway depot the size of the Eiffel Tower, laying on its side, and has room for thousands of startups. So is this a turning point for the French tech scene? Its director, Roxanne Varza, walks us through her mission and how she got involved.
I joined the Station F team in 2015, towards the end of the year, but the site had actually started construction in 2014, so a whole year of construction before I joined. The way that I got involved with Station F is kind of a bit of a weird story. I had worked at TechCrunch previously, and I had met Xavier Niel at an event at Microsoft. Actually, I think Steve Ballmer was there. A bunch of kind of big entrepreneurs were there. And I met him, and he said, "Oh, TechCrunch, of course. I read your stuff. I know about you." And I was like, "What?" And then we stayed in touch. And once he started actually brainstorming about this project, he reached out to me and said, "You know, you've lived in San Francisco, you've lived in London, you know, the French ecosystem. What are your ideas?" And we kind of bounced ideas off each other. And then he said, "Great, come meet my architects." And that was it, literally. The construction had started when we started kind of discussing whether or not I should join the team. It seemed massive. I don't think I really fully understood what he wanted to do with the space, what he was doing, but I had seen the plans. I knew it was going to be huge. And how could one say no to something like that? So the need for Station F actually came a few years back in 2013, before any of us were actually part of the team. At the time, it was just Xavier Niel, who was the guy behind the project. And what he saw was a local startup ecosystem that was actually quite strong at the time, but we had very small startups, small investment funds, small startup programs, nothing that was really big and kind of caught the eye of the international startup community. So he decided what we should do is build something that's emblematic, that kind of brings everybody together under the same roof. So that's exactly what we're doing here. And I think his second component, and something that we see in a lot of the projects that he does, is also to kind of make things much more accessible to people maybe from underprivileged backgrounds or people from different backgrounds. So with Station F, we're really looking at kind of bringing diversity into entrepreneurship as well. I think the French government has launched a number of initiatives to show that they're really listening. We have La French Tech, which is actually an initiative to support entrepreneurship locally. And when I say locally, I actually mean nationally. So it's on a national scale with huge budgets, a lot of different programs, whether it be working on talent, whether it be work on education, whether it be supporting through funding. So they're doing a lot. But in terms of regulation, the changes come slowly, and there's still probably a lot of red tape around whatever we would see as work contracts and maybe fiscal topics, but that's something that we actually tend to see a lot throughout many European countries, and there's really no perfect ecosystem. I have not seen it been a barrier to the startups that are developing today. So Station F, it's a historical monument that's been converted into a massive startup campus. And the reason that we call it a startup campus is because in many ways it's like an American university campus. Today we're currently sitting in the workspace, but we're actually launching also a living component that will be launching next year. So people will have a place to work and live. So what we have here is 34,000 square meters. It's literally the size of the Eiffel Tower laying down, that has been cut into three parts. So the first part of the building, we have event spaces, we have private offices. This is where you'll find, for example, a number of investment funds that have offices here. We have a tech shop, a maker space with like 3D printers and laser cutters. We have a co-working cafe that's open to the public. We have a bunch of public services that are on site. So literally all the services and needs of the startups are addressed here. In the second part of the building, it's accessible only to startups. So there we have 3,000 desks. So when we talk about 1,000 startups, that's where you find them. Early stage startups, so generally I would say under 15 employees per team. And they all take part in one of 26 different programs that we have on campus. So in many ways, a startup would apply to a program like you apply to a master's degree in a university. And they're divided by topic or by theme. So we have, for example, Facebook is running a data program. We have a company called Vent Privé running a fashion tech program. We have fintech. We have medtech. You get the idea. And then finally, the last part of the building, which will open later this year, it's a massive restaurant open to the public. Seats 1,000 people and has four kitchens and a bar, open 24/7 in Paris, which is really quite exceptional. It's a really exciting time for us, especially I think the French ecosystem. It's been kind of a few years that I would say the ecosystem's been doing very, very well. We saw, for example, in 2016, France was the country that had the most rounds of funding for startups, which was even ahead of the UK, something we would have never imagined. Perhaps that was maybe facilitated in some ways by the Brexit vote. We're definitely seeing a lot of companies that are coming to Station F say, Brexit, Donald Trump, high Silicon Valley prices are all a factor. And so they're looking elsewhere today for where they should go to start their business. There's definitely a Macron effect. It hits a note with young people, people who want to innovate, people who want to, you know, find a new model. It's not kind of this old, archaic France that we had before. So I think it's a really, really exciting time. And obviously, I think Station F is playing a role in that too. We're not trying to make this the Silicon Roundabout or the Silicon Valley of Paris in any way. And I actually think there's a district in France, the second district called the Sentier, which is actually in many ways kind of in its own right a startup zone. But what we're doing with Station F is we're addressing kind of a need that we felt was missing, which is really to put a whole bunch of players under the same roof, to make something accessible for a lot of young entrepreneurs that are maybe resource strapped, people that don't feel they have access to entrepreneurship. So this is something very, very different. Co-living, it's actually to take maybe the offer of Station F one step further. So people are looking for obviously cheap, flexible workspace, but they're also looking for cheap and flexible housing, which is a huge topic in Paris. And for anybody who's ever trying to find an apartment in Paris, they know how complicated it is administratively. And there's a lot of competition. The prices just keep going up. So today, about 10 minutes away from Station F, we're looking at making something that's really kind of an out-of-the-box solution. So people don't have to worry about moving. They don't have to worry about services. Everything is included. Can be short-term, long-term, really just fits, you know, whatever the entrepreneurs need. Obviously, you have to be an entrepreneur to have access to it. But I think this is a need that we're seeing today. And so that will be coming next year in the summer. Designing this kind of everything that went into Station F, I think what our biggest limitation was is actually the building, because the building, it's a historical monument. You cannot do whatever you want with a historical monument in terms of construction, but also in terms of the architects, you know, they made some decisions to make it, for example, very open, very collaborative, which is great, but startup trends and tastes change continually. So we really had to make sure that everything that we were putting together is actually very kind of flexible. We can change it in a few years if we need to, that we have spaces that actually address startups that want to be, you know, out there in the open, but also startups that want to find kind of their own space. So we really had to put together a lot of different offers and then cut that all down, make it as simple as possible. That's really kind of where the biggest challenges lie.
Roxanne Varza, director of Station F, the world's largest startup campus in Paris. Eureka's back again next Friday, but before then, tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. This episode was edited by Christy Evans. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.